Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Now we have Dr. Copen joining us, as he does often here on WGN on Tuesdays, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Dr. Copen, good to speak with you.
Yeah, John, good to speak with you. How was your Christmas?
It was nice, and we all remained relatively healthy. I think actually healthy for the most part, which, you know, 2 weeks ago wasn't necessarily looking like that. I know a lot of folks are feeling under the weather, whether it's a flu, RSV, or COVID, right? I mean, there's just so much going around.
Yeah, and I expect, just like after Thanksgiving, as you recall, we saw an uptick in the number of cases of all those viral illnesses you just appropriately listed. I think we'll see it again. It's to be expected. A lot of people were together. Not as many people were traveling as we thought would, unfortunately, because of the weather. That might help in the end. But, yeah, I do expect that we'll see some more COVID. We'll see more influenza. We'll certainly see more RSV. It's just the time of the year and what happens when lots of people get together. And I hope everybody followed the advice just to be prudent about whoever the most at-risk person is within your family or social group. And that's how we should be thinking going forward. Let's always think about that person in our family and our social group who's at the highest risk of getting sick from one of these viral illnesses, and what can we do together to protect that person?
Do you expect us to be wearing masks again soon? I know that's a political question, not necessarily a medical one, but I guess I could ask you two fronts. Do you expect it, and would that help?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I don't expect it. There certainly won't be a mask mandate again. I don't think any politician is going to want to take on the amount of heat that will come from that. But we might hear in some areas a recommendation that comes from the public health authorities that it would be prudent to wear masks when inside. What I would say, and I think it's the same message, John, that we've had now for quite a while, is if you're somebody who is at risk, you have chronic illness, you're older, you're immunosuppressed, when you go out, it really would behoove you not just to wear a mask, but make sure you have one of those N95 masks that's well-fitting, because that will protect you very much from getting infected with one of these viral illnesses. So that group should be prudent no matter what. Then there's the group of people who just want to be as careful as they can, and that's smart too. If you're one of those people, please wear a well-fitting mask when you go out. And I think the majority of people are going to do what they think makes the most sense for them. And I think that's okay. I really do. People are going to do what's best for them. We just need people to make informed decisions.
Yeah, I think that for a lot of us, we maybe aren't immunocompromised. Obviously, people are, and that's important to understand. But for people that feel like they're healthy enough, generally speaking, they are as boosted as they're supposed to be or can be. I don't want to say there's nothing you can do. Of course, there's things you can do, but at some point, you got to live your life. I mean, there's the mental aspect of that too, right?
Totally. You know, think about the amount of mental illness that we're dealing with right now because of the lockdowns and the isolation, getting out of your normal routine. Unfortunately, we're seeing a lot of the mental illness impact among younger people who weren't able to socialize in school. And we're going to be dealing with that for the next couple of years, maybe longer, unfortunately. So you're right. People have to live their lives. But the important thing is we need to respect one another and the decisions that individuals will make. If there are people who mask all the time, fantastic.
Yeah.
If there's other people who decide not to, fantastic. Let's just respect one another. And, John, I think you bring up a really important point about the vaccinations. We know that vaccine uptake with this bivalent vaccine that's been available since September has been very low throughout the country. Right now, we're barely at 15% of eligible adults around the country who have gotten the bivalent vaccine. I would say, without any question, that if somebody is over the age of 60 and you have not gotten this bivalent vaccine, please go out and get it.
How do you know if you've gotten bivalent? Is it just by a certain date, or is it written down anywhere on your cards?
Yeah, it would say bivalent. It's the vaccine that was available starting in September of 2022. It's the one that's available right now. It's called bivalent because it protects against two different types of the Omicron virus, the one that we've been dealing with for over a year.
Okay.
And the original virus, the one that we were first introduced to, and it's hard to say this now, John, it's 3 years ago that the first reports came out of China that this new coronavirus was out in about 3 years. And it's hard to believe we've been dealing with this for 3 years already.
It's so insane.
The bivalent is two forms of Omicron plus the original virus. It's a tremendous boost to our immune system. And the advantage isn't so much that it will keep you necessarily from being infected. You still can get infected, but it's going to keep you from being sick.
Okay.
And the experience that we've had now over the last 3 years is we know precisely who the people are who are most at risk of getting very ill and potentially dying from this virus. It's folks who are older, particularly people who are over the age of 60. As you get older, 60 to 70 to 80 to 90, that risk increases very much. That population for sure needs to be fully vaccinated, including the bivalent. People younger than 60, I still recommend that they get it, particularly if you have some kind of chronic illness, one of the immunosuppressed kind of diseases, anything at all, you should get it. And then the recommendation is everyone should get it. I understand there's a lot of younger people who are not going to get it. That's their decision. But I just can't stress enough, John, the importance for people who are older to get this vaccine so they can have that added protection.
Let's say, I think Lou's calling and wants to know, if you got the bivalent in September, are we on a regular six-month schedule here? When's the next one?
Yeah, we don't know.
Okay, so if you got
four, not a recommendation yet to get another one, so don't go get a second bivalent.
Okay.
If you've had one, you're good.
All right.
There's ongoing surveillance of our population. If the data start to show that people are getting sick who got the bivalent, in other words, that the immunity is waning, that it is wearing out, then there might be a recommendation to get yet another booster. We don't have that recommendation yet. And to my knowledge, the data are not showing that. So that's good. It seems that the protection from getting very ill from COVID, if you got that bivalent booster, you're in a good place.
Right.
And you will continue to be in a good place for the foreseeable future.
I got a much more loaded question than we have time for, but I just saw that there was a measles outbreak amongst kids in Ohio, and most of the kids that got it were unvaccinated. And I had a hope during all this COVID stuff that these vaccinations would be the silver bullet to get everyone off the no vaccination train. But I feel like in some ways it's done the opposite. Now the people that are against COVID vaccines are now against other vaccinations for their kids, and it just drives me crazy. I'll give you 30 seconds to respond to that, Dr. Copen.
Yeah, it is a loaded question. We've always had that. There's been a group of people who've been anti-vax when it comes to pediatric vaccinations for quite a while. That's based on nothing. It's based on pseudoscience. I just wish they would stop, but you are right. There are some parts of the country where it's estimated that 25 to 30% of the kids are now behind on their pediatric vaccination schedules. That's very dangerous.
Yeah, it's no good.
I want to remind everybody, it wasn't too many years ago where pediatric infectious disease caused horrible illness, horrible debility that could be lifelong. This was terrible, absolutely terrible. And pediatric vaccination is one of the great breakthroughs in scientific and medical history. I'm sorry to see this. I'm hoping this is a short-lasting manifestation of what's going on with COVID, and people should get back to thinking very cogently about this. Please get your kids vaccinated.
Science is real, Dr. Copen. He's the chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine Lake Forest Hospital, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. Relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Take care, okay?
You too, John. Everybody be good and happy New Year.